بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. تیرے اس چیز کو سیکھنے میں جسے تو نہیں جانتا کوئی بھلائی نہیں جب تک کہ تو ان چیزوں پر عمل پیرا نہ ہو جنہیں تو جانتا ہے. حضرت کمان علیہ السلام giving advice to his son, he says, there is no goodness in you learning, acquiring knowledge of things which you are not aware, as long as you do not practice on that knowledge which you possess. So if you have knowledge and you are not acting according to that knowledge, you are not practically implementing that knowledge which you have, then there is no goodness in pursuing further knowledge. Because the maqsad, the objective of knowledge is nothing other than to gain Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, and that pleasure is acquired by means of practicing according to that knowledge that you have. Comes the thing in the hadith that on the day of Qiyamah, amongst the worst punished people, the severest punished people on the day of Qiyamah, will be an alim, such ulama, who did not benefit from the knowledge. Benefit of the knowledge is to make amal on the knowledge, to practice according to knowledge. And yet, when pursuing knowledge, when acquiring knowledge, is nothing other than to practice according to it, yeah, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. The niyat of becoming an alim, becoming a mufti, becoming a qazi, becoming a khatib, a speaker, etc. These are all corrupt niyats. In fact, Mashaykh have said, even if the intention or acquire knowledge is doubt and tabligh, that is also a corrupt niyat. That's not a niyat, the intention for pursuing ilm. The objective, the maqsood, is only one, and that is to practice, to save yourself from Allah Ta'ala's wrath, from azab, and to be successful in the akhirat, gaining Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. That is another issue. Allah Ta'ala, He chooses, He selects from His servants whom He should, whom He appoints to guard His deen and to carry forward His deen. These are issues for Allah Ta'ala. He will create the circumstances for the alim to be of service to the deen, but it's not for the talib ilm, the student of the deen, to have any such intentions. He must only have one intention, that is to make amal and to serve Allah Ta'ala. So if this intention is not there, then the knowledge will not benefit that person. In fact, that learned person, that scholar, will become a mutil, in other words, a misguide. Instead of guiding people, he will misguide people. For such a place is called a mutil, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, إِنَّمَا أَخَافُ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي الْأَئِمَّةِ الْمُدِلِّينَ. I fear most for my ummah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, أَئِمَّةِ الْمُدِلِّينَ. Such أَئِمَّةِ to Sheikh, Sayyid Mawlana, Sayyid scholars, Sayyid ulama. I fear for my ummah such أَئِمَّةِ who are mudillin, who will lead them astray. In another hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I fear for my ummah such mudillin more than what I fear Dajjal. I don't fear Dajjal as much as I fear such ulama. Because the most destruction in the deen and corruption in the deen has been created by the ulama and by the sultans, the khalifas, the king of the dunya, but not so much as the learned people who passed all the fatwas of the palaces of the sultans. That's the reason Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, شَرُّهُمْ تَحَتِّ عُلَمَاهُمْ شَرُّهُمْ تَحْتِ عَدِيمِ سَمَائِ مِنْ إِنْدَهُمْ يَخُدُ الْفِتْنَةُ وَفِيهِ مِنْ. That of the worst, they will be the worst of the people. This is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's prediction. Time will come when the ulama will be the worst of the people under the canopy of the sky, from them will emerge fitna, and fitna will overtake them and destroy them. So this is when the intention is corrupt, when there's no sincere intention. That reason you will find so many people of knowledge, they don't practice according to what they have learned, you know, because their intention was not correct. Intention was corrupt. So on even simple masail also, despite the fact they are aware of them, the requirements, but they will not give it practical expression. And find generally the practice, the attitude of Muslims nowadays is that they are Muslims, we are Muslims, we are born Muslims, and that is about sufficient. Come to the masjid, salat is not performed correctly. Go for Hajj, thousands and tens of thousands of people destroy the Hajj. They are ignorant of the essential masail pertaining to Hajj. Go there, but they destroy the Hajj. They are not concerned with learning the necessary masail pertaining to their acts of ibadat and their daily life. That amount of ilm, it is farad. Yeah, for your daily ilm, for your daily life. So I say that it is not sufficient that you just come to the masjid. You are Muslim, come to the masjid. No, it is a need. The need is wajib, the thing to educate yourself. There, in this time, there's plentiful of literature available from which you can learn the basic masail of the deen. But the people are not prepared to spend a few minutes a day. And spend the entire day, night and day, 365 days of the year in the dunya. Few minutes a day, no one has patience. They have no time for the everlasting life of the akhirat. So knowledge, the thing is, well, when you pursue the knowledge, the first thing is correct your intention. And I say the intention is only to serve Allah Ta'ala and nothing else. Shaitan is a very cunning, sly ustad, teacher. He will mislead people. How? With the deeni bait, the bait of the deen. You for da'wat and tabligh. Become a mufti, give fatwas, etc., etc. Become an alim, give talks in the masjid, etc. All these are nafsaniyat and shaitaniyat. Imam Malik and other great people all have said that if the alim has got sincerity, then he secludes himself. He cuts himself away from the people. And when he cuts himself away from the people, then Allah Ta'ala sends the people after him with their needs, their deeni needs. And then he flees. But finally Allah Ta'ala creates the circumstances for them to corner him. And Allah Ta'ala creates such a situation that he is now compelled now to serve the deen. So the great, great alamas and muftis of former times, these were great awliya, they were appointed now to their positions by their seniors, not of their own accord. You'll find nowadays in the madaris, they teach the students public speaking, which was banned in our times, all the time in our darums. In their parkland, they would not allow that. Because why? It is not amongst the objectives, the thing of ilm. And then the student himself, his nafs, is overwhelmed by his nafs, he develops pride, etc. His mind is taken off from his studies, and he must prepare speeches now for what? So I said that. You find nowadays the madaris, they emulate, they make a mess of themselves. How? By trying to follow and emulate the secular institutions, the Kufar institution, they want syllabuses in that manner. The methodology and the system must be according to the university style. They are ignorant. Who are ignorant? The management of these darul rooms, they are ignorant. They don't understand that these two types of education are poles apart. The objective, the maqsad of secular education is the dunya, nothing else but the dunya. And the maqsad and the objective of the ilm of the Quran is the akhirat. And these two repel each other. The dunya is, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, dunya, jifa. The dunya is carrion. So these are two opposites. So it is ignorance, total ignorance, for a madrasa, for a darul ulum, to emulate and follow the style, the thing of the universities. They have to create in them, they have to cultivate the spirit, the ethos of Ghare Hira, the cave of Hira, where the Quran was revealed. Yes, we cannot follow in exactitude, we are weak in this zaman, in this era which is close to Qiyamat. We're not saying that we have to follow exactly like the Sahaba. It's impossible, we cannot do that. But in that shadow we have to move. We have to inculcate that spirit of simplicity and not emulate the ways of the kuffar. That is because of this inferiority complex that we are suffer from, and our intentions are corrupt. So when you learn ilm, one masla also, put it into practical practice, put it into practice, then there will be nur in it, and Allah Ta'ala will grant more barakat and more basirat, spiritual insight then.